Democrat Tom Daschle, the new Senate Majority Leader, flew to Arizona this weekend to visit Republican Senator John McCain. Aides characterized the weekend get-together as social, noting that bipartisan friendships do exist in Washington. Daschle's socializing with McCain comes soon after Vermont Senator James Jeffords defected from the Republican Party, a move that followed a protracted courtship by Daschle. Inside the Beltway, pundits jumped on Daschle's latest tete-a-tete with a Republican to speculate that McCain might bolt the GOP and launch a third-party challenge to President Bush in 2004. McCain released a statement saying he has no intentions of leaving the Republican Party or of making another run for the White House. Meanwhile, Daschle this week formally takes up his new mantle as Senate Majority Leader. The job makes Daschle the most powerful Democrat in Washington. It also could bring new scrutiny on the senator's wife, Linda Hall Daschle, who makes her living as a lobbyist. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Washington's ethical cross-currents can be treacherous. Linda Daschle says she's tried to navigate them with care. When she files the mandatory lobbying reports in Congress, there's an asterisk after her name with this explanation: voluntarily will not lobby U.S. Senate. She says she believes that in this power marriage, even with his new clout, the line she draws will keep the two of them out of trouble.
You know, the important test here is Linda Daschle fully disclosing her activities? People can judge what it is that I am doing. Hopefully I can convince them that while I have a husband that's involved in public policy, I too can be involved in public policy, albeit with some ground rules that will help us avoid an appearance problem.
The strategy mixes the openness of her Midwestern upbringing and the tripwire caution of scandal-sensitive Washington. Linda Daschle is the top Democrat at a big law and lobbying firm. She's worked on aviation issues for 20 years. Her clients include airlines, defense contractors, and the Trade Association for Makers of Concrete Pavement. She's been walling off areas of potential conflict for a long time. First, she avoided her husband's office and the committees he served on. When he became leader of the Senate Democrats, she started avoiding that half of Congress entirely. It's written into her contracts with clients. Lawyer Mark Miller literally wrote the book on spouses and lobbying back in 1985. It's called Politicians and Their Spouses' Careers. He says members and spouses tend to take the issue seriously.
Both because they have a sense of the ethics of the situation and because, quite frankly, there are political consequences and familial consequences if something turns into a scandal.
The Daschles are hardly the only couple like this in Washington. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley's wife, Barbara, works for a transportation lobbying firm, although she doesn't do direct lobbying herself. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan's wife, Kim, is a lobbyist for the American Council of Life Insurers. The list goes on from there. Lawmakers' siblings and children especially have managed to lobby their way into the headlines. In the Capitol's ethically ambiguous climate, Miller says some clients are fishing for a special connection.
Special access is what lobbyists think that they sell in Washington. I don't think any of us would be shocked if we heard that a client hired the spouse of a member of Congress with some notion that the spouse of a member of Congress has some special access.
That's what happened to Michelle Laxalt. She's the daughter of former Senator Paul Laxalt, a Nevada Republican. When she started lobbying in the early 80s, her father was at the peak of his power. President Reagan considered him a confidant. She needed a job. Laxalt says she put out word that she wouldn't lobby her father or his committees. But when the government of the Philippines collapsed, agents of another government came to her with a $500,000 proposition. She won't say which government made the offer. She rejected it and reported it to authorities.
They wanted a back channel through me, through my father, to the president because they thought that their particular leader might be quickly in the same boat that Ferdinand Marcos found him in. I had counsel with me at the time that the meeting took place, and the first call I made upon returning to my office was to the director of the CIA.
The Daschles have had to deal with a few ethical allegations. In 1995, Linda Daschle was deputy administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. It was alleged that the Daschles blocked some safety inspections for a small South Dakota airline. they were cleared by investigations of the Transportation Department and the Senate Ethics Committee. In 1999, as a lobbyist, Linda Daschle branched out and joined the ranks of lobbyists for Shearing Plow. The drug maker is on a long campaign to extend the patent on its allergy drug Claritin. Daschle was criticized not for any particular lobbying, but for getting involved at all. She says she's comfortable with what she's done.
What I learned from working on that subject matter is that the opponents were very well organized and did not hesitate to try to make our lobbying activities appear inappropriate. They were very appropriate, and they were fully disclosed.
Now, Daschle's lobbying will likely come under even more scrutiny. But at least so far, new clients aren't beating down her door. Late last week, she said she hasn't been approached by a single one. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.